Welcome to the 19th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Back in Seattle.
Yes.
Yay! It's been a while since we had a normal podcast, or with people that aren't just Kevin and I.
Yes.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, we've had three. That's just you and me.
Three in a row, just three. Me and Kevin.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Kevin and me. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to speak. Oh, I should probably talk about this at the beginning, because people probably fade out throughout the podcast. But Anime Expo shoots are open. We're a little over a third of the way booked. Almost halfway booked.
Only for a week. We've only been open
for like 4 days. 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. So
get on that. Yeah. Because it's going fast. Quick. Okay. Just wanted to say that before I got started.
Yes. And as of this point, ASEN pictures are done.
Yeah. I just finished Anime Central that we were in Chicago for just last night. I was really proud of myself. Stressful.
2 weeks.
Yeah. But 1 week was basically just full of traveling. So,
well, going to San Jose.
Yeah.
Doing more shoots.
So that week doesn't count to me.
That means starting on Fanime stuff here soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Excited for that. So, yeah, done. You can go on our website and look at it. Also, yeah, for Anime Expo, EliteCosplay.com/AX15, or you can just go to EliteCosplay.com if you can't figure that out. And it's there. Ba-boom.
All right.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Now that we got the boring stuff out of the way.
So when we were at Fanime, we were working with this one girl, and she had visited Japan and actually gone to a convention there, like an anime or like cosplay convention. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, how amazing was it? And she was like, it was really weird. I was like, what do you...
Lots of tentacle porn.
Well, huh? I was like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, well, you can't just show up in cosplay. You have to change into your cosplay at the con. So if you walk up to the convention and, like, try to check in with cosplay, they'll ask you to leave. And, like, you can't even wear a wig. You have to be completely plain. And then you go in and go to the bathroom or whatever and then do everything.
No, I imagine
there.
They have changing rooms or something.
Yeah, or whatever, like a room.
They're just checking to make sure you're not actually from an... has that happened?
Like, whoa! Oh,
make sure they're human. I don't know. Make sure they come in normal clothes.
I'm actually Ichigo. Seriously.
Yeah, like maybe they said have...
like identity theft. They said.
Have you seen Kill la Kill? That's me.
They said it's to avoid harassment. So I guess people, even if you just walk around just wearing a wig or wearing a cosplay, you'll just get, like, harassed. And I don't know if it's, like...
Good harassment.
Hey, fucker. Like, whoa. You're a bitch. Harassment. Oh, or if it's, like, sexual harassment. You know what I mean? Like, rude harassment. Like, I'm yelling at you. Or sexual harassment. But
it's Japan.
That's why you can't walk around and cosplay there. Because if you do to harassment.
And she said that, like, after you change, they do, like,
they do
a modesty check. To make sure that... your underbits are covered enough or something like that.
Like, you can have, like, boobies and stuff, but they just have to make sure that they're, like, covered,
and
you know,
and,
like, secure.
So they don't fly
out. And, like, you can't, like, having, like, your ass hanging out.
I don't know about that.
But they said, like, make sure that you're wearing, like, undergarments.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be, like, not wearing underwear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't go.
And then you walk in, and if you want, like, your picture taken, there's just this room, and instead of, you know how at US cons, like, you just walk around and hang out and people are like, oh, hey, can I take your picture? And it's just not, you know, it's just whatever. So here you have to go in this big room area and you just stand there and you pose however you want to pose. So no one's doing anything and you're just like, ha-cha! And you got your pose down. And then people make a line to take pictures of you. So, like, you'll pose, and then one guy will come up and, like, start taking pictures, and then maybe another guy will stand, or girl will stand behind him and wait. And
was
they'll just, like, queue.
Was this in Tokyo?
Yeah. So it's like, you just do whatever you want, and then someone will be like, okay, I want to take pictures, and stand in line. And then you just do your thing, and then they'll have, like, cards in like, if you're a cosplayer, maybe you have, like, cards sitting in front of you on the ground, and be like, just take a card, that's my information, or vice versa.
So they were all really good, then?
You can do whatever you... Whoever.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't mean you're good. Like, I feel it like just means that you're standing in there.
You want to be good, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, everybody wants to be good, right?
Yeah, but, you know...
I don't know. That's just how it is. You just stand there, and if you have a line, you have a line.
And oh, you that would be embarrassing, I guess. Pose.
No, I think it was just Kevin and I. We were at Anime Expo. I think it was the year after you and I went. And this couple... Remember the goth couple? Maybe it was the year all three of us were there. This goth couple that we saw online ended up in the main, like, you know, entrance area. And they just posed together.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Okay, they just posed together. Yeah. And no one asked them to do anything. They just stopped, and then they posed. And then people just wandered up and was like, click. So I wonder if they were...
They were from Japan or something.
Yeah, or they were doing that kind of method. Like, oh, just take... Okay, well... And I remember one of us being like, what? I mean, I remember, like, we were staring
just,
at them.
Yeah, we were standing.
And we were just watching them, waiting for them to, like, stop. And they never did.
Ever. They're still there.
Yeah. Right now. You can go see them. Go take a picture.
Yeah.
3 years later. So that's what it's like. It's crazy different. I knew it wasn't going to be like U.S. cons. I know each country has their own method of doing things. Like, Europe's
and
completely
languages.
Different. Oh, wow.
You mean people don't speak English outside of America?
What?
But
no,
I
they
mean,
don't.
But I mean, like, just their organization. I was surprised that you couldn't just show up in cosplay.
Well, but they have, like, the public transit. They don't have, you know, not
and,
everybody
like,
has cars
if you're not Japanese,
there.
You have to check in, like, at the English station.
I was going
to
say,
then, like,
is there a different
yeah,
section for
like,
white
people?
Yeah,
there's
people
that, like, speak English, and, like, you go to there and check in
oh,
so they can tell you information
how nice.
And stuff. Yeah, but the girl we were talking to is, like, very fluent in Japanese, so I don't think it mattered either way, but, yeah. But they tell you this beforehand. Like, if you're from the U.S. or something and you're signing up and they have, like, an English site, they'll be like, listen, these are the rules, this is how you do it. And I guess this one, didn't she say one cosplayer showed up and, like, they're like, you can't just show up. You gotta change back into regular clothes and then come back.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And I can't imagine just, like, because putting cosplay on is intense. Like, it takes a long... For me, it takes a long time, and it's, like, really frustrating.
Yeah.
And
you want to be alone.
Yeah, I want to be alone, or with,
so
like, a friend.
You can, like,
yeah.
yell and
yeah.
scream and punch things.
Yeah. And get really angry and just be like, just pin it!
Maybe that's what they're doing in that room, though. Maybe everyone's yelling and screaming
right.
and punching things, and it's a real, like, communal atmosphere. Like,
just hot glue it on me already.
Oh, yeah, just
okay.
hot glue the arm on to my arm. Yeah, you know, it could be
yeah.
beautiful.
Like, yeah, okay. So we're all in this together
yeah.
kind of situation.
No, I'm gonna. Well,
no, I bet it's just a judge fest.
I bet it's
judge
quiet.
Yeah.
I bet it's quiet.
Corner, and it's just quite brutal. There we go. I'm going all over the place. I can't decide.
It's either one extreme or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no middle ground here.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. At least it can be really expensive to go. Tell me it's really expensive.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never.
I didn't ask about that. She was just telling me what it was like to just go.
That's intense.
Yeah.
And she also said the part of the modesty thing was because people would, like, lay down on the ground and try to take up
shots. Oh, yeah, the guys
shots.
Taking the picture would, like, lay down and, like, try to,
well,
like,
you just
take
put
pictures
a mirror
under.
On your shoe.
No, that's what
like a normal person.
Kevin and I decided
yeah, just be normal about it.
Kevin and I decided that's what selfie sticks were invented for, because they have the stick and you can just whoop and then look under, you know what I mean?
Well, shit, man. I've never
yeah.
seen that being used appropriately then.
Right? And then
well, that was its original purpose, and now it's been, you know, rebranded as a selfie stick.
Oh!
What are you looking up?
Yeah, where
the
are you
cosplay.
Looking at? Wait, should I look
the
something
pricing?
Up? What's happening?
No. Oh, you should look
up
that
prices.
Tokyo Game... Oh, was it that one?
So, one day... 1,000 yen, so that's $100.
Yeah,
100 yen.
100 yen.
No,
it's $10, right?
No, it's $10 per day.
I don't know. Maybe 100 yen is $1. Is it $10? Oh boy, someone do the.
No, it's 100 to 1. It's 100 to 1. So,
okay, so it's $100 to go for one day.
Yeah.
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 That better be the best fucking show you've ever seen in your life. Like, there better be everything there, and everybody is amazing, and is the character.
That's
because
what I say. You better be fucking amazing.
Well,
yeah.
This is, so I looked up the Tokyo Game Show, which is the biggest one.
Uh huh.
No, it's $8.
$8 a day.
What?
$8.
$8. What the current exchange rate?
$8 American.
Eight American dollars. One.
That can't be the best one. $8. How do they make
Tokyo Game Show?
right? 24. Make, it's 24. Well, but still.
Maybe they have, how do they make any money?
50 million people showing
up. Yeah, exactly.
I guess there is a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Tickets sold in advance only. 3,000. Either way, even three, that's what? That's $24.
That's really cheap. I don't believe it. No.
Special discount. Okay, anyway. Japan cons. They probably know people have to fly there and do crazy. I don't know.
Or there's other ways that they get your money.
Yeah.
Once you get
there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it could also be like the European cons where it's only.
Well, the European cons, you go, but you can't leave. If you leave, you're done for the day.
Oh. Yeah.
You're done.
So, yeah. But see, then at $8 a ticket, then you leave and come back with $16 a day. That's still not too bad.
No. That's still cheaper than what we pay to go to Anime Expo or whatever. I mean, fucking Otakon's like $100 for 3 days.
No.
What is that? That's like 33.
No one's wearing underwear at Anime Expo.
Yeah, no one.
It's too hot.
What did we... Oh, we saw a lot of booty at Fanime.
There was. And it was cold. Stupid Fanime.
Yeah, it wasn't even warm. So I was like, their butts are like goosebumpies, probably.
Or you just saw a lot of collagen buildup.
What?
I don't know.
You mean... Collagen?
Collagen. What's the one I'm thinking of?
Cellulite.
Sorry. No, would I say gelatin?
He has collagen issues such as these.
Yeah, he doesn't know what cellulite is, so he doesn't know how to deal with that. No, I did not see cellulite. I just saw butts, and I imagined their butts were cold, and then when you're cold, you have goosebumps. I didn't see anything. Collagen. That's like what you feel.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. I had the wrong thing in my mind.
Anyways, I was trying to look up a picture of the Nest thing I was going to bring up, but I can't.
I was trying to also use my phone.
The next thing.
So someone for $100 has
American?
Made... Yeah, yes. U.S. Okay. U.S. Buckaroos has made a bracer, which is like this thing right here.
A bracer?
Yeah, but it's full of cosplay supplies. So it's like a leather, or I don't know what material. It looked like leather to me. And you belt it.
Yeah.
And it sits on your arm, and it has like mini spools of thread of like multicolored, and inside there's like a measuring tape, some tiny small scissors. Oh, this thing. Some small scissors, you know, just and a tiny cushion pin cushion.
Some thread.
And it's to use what they were advertising it for is to use, you know, at the con you have emergencies or whatever.
Okay.
Or you just, I don't know. When I first saw it, I thought it was for, like, when you're actually actively sewing and you're like, hey, scissors. But the way they were talking about it was at the con. And I was like, who's going to wear that at a con? It's going to fuck up your cosplay. Because people, you wear stuff on your arm. Why would you wear...
Could be Assassin's Creed cosplay.
Yeah, I guess. Why would you wear
they make, like, custom ones?
That's the one they're showing. I don't know.
I'm sure they make different colors.
I didn't read
and
anything
stuff.
About custom. That was just like, if you want to buy this, it's $100.
That's like a. It won't go with your outfit. Then.
Yeah.
You're not going to wear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Done.
That's what I mean.
So
and it's like, your friend who's not cosplaying going to wear it? Like, I don't really understand what the difference between wearing a bracer and like holding a bag full of cosplay supplies is the difference.
Or even filling your purse or just putting safety pins somewhere.
Or going.
Because all you need is safety pins and glue when you're at the con. It's not really like you're going to sew something.
Yeah.
You're kind of in panic mode.
Yeah.
And so hot glue gun.
But all cons now have the cosplay emergency.
Rooms,
The repair rooms.
Where did we see Asen? Even in the dealer hall, like one of the dealers had
the dealer hall. He was squished in between these two dealers. He's just holding a sign and it said repair station. It was like this big.
I don't think it was an actual repair station.
I don't think
station.
It was the real one.
I think
one.
It was some dude that
porn
just...
station.
A porn station.
Go ahead and take your
chest piece off. It'll be fine.
It's fine. I'm a doctor.
It was really weird. It was like,
it was hand scribbled.
It was basically con back alley.
yeah. Back alley con.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
We'll
he was
take
just,
any form
he was
of
literally
payments.
Cramped.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he didn't have enough room to just stand there. He had to crunch himself. It was literally back alley con
taken a
repair.
Picture of that.
I know I should have. I probably.
No, we did.
I had the video camera.
Oh, it might be in the video, yeah.
But anyways, I thought I'd go, oh, well, that's kind of neat. But then I was like, who's going to wear that? What is the point of this? Wait,
and
what?
$250.
It's $100. It's $100.
Oh, I forgot already.
It was $100.
All right.
It was a very even flat
number. Is it leather?
Numbers. Well, pull it up, Kev.
So, while I'm pulling this up, It looks like leather. I'm just saying
it's... Yeah, it looks... I mean...
Hold on, let me just pull up the actual thing. I'm pretty sure I saw a bigger number under there. If it's real leather, I would say... I was going to say 250 is reasonable if it was real leather. Looking it up.
I don't think it was intentionally made for... I don't think it was intentionally made for cosplayers.
To match perfectly...
But it says... Renaissance. It's called a tailor's assistant. Oh.
Ren Faire, that would make sense. I can see that working in that kind of environment.
Okay. Yeah, because
but this is aimed. It says it's perfect cosplay accessory, but it's not aimed at cosplayers. The people that make it just make it.
Yeah.
So they don't really know what cosplayers are. Once again.
So whoever wrote the article, it's $170. I'm sorry.
See, I knew it was more than $100.
Whoever said it was good for cosplaying, I was like, excuse me, no. Well, because but when you're cosplaying, you're not going to wear something on your arm.
Don't you think that Ren Faire people, like what they wear, Ren Faire is technically completely cosplay as well?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Ren Faire, pirates, steampunk. When this is
but I'll say this.
Steampunk is a good one for this, too.
I'll say this. It was all over our Elite Cosplay Facebook. So that means a lot of the anime comic book people. We don't follow people who,
listen, people who singularly do rainfare. People share things that they see.
They're saying, this is... I'm just talking about it.
All right.
I was just saying, because people had said, oh, this would be good to wear at a con. And I was like, no, I don't think so.
Oh, I see.
But it would be good, yes, at a rainfare or at a steampunk thing. That would be awesome. I don't know when you would use it, ? But... Because a lot of people...
When your costume explodes off your body...
And your friend is sewing it back on. You're pretty sure I'd be like, get the Gorilla Glue, the super glue, the duct tape.
Yeah, because I'm saying panic mode. I mean, let me get my arm... I would just be like, throw it across the room.
I remember, what was it? You had a scythe when we were cosplaying Pandora Hearts.
Oh, yeah, the huge one.
Your huge scythe. And someone... Oh, no, someone ran into you, or you ran into the corner of a wall. Something happened.
And the
end of the tip just, boop, fell off. It was just foam. It was really light. And so we're like, okay, cosplay repair room. And then we just, like, smothered super glue all over it. And we're like, cram! And then it just stayed.
Yeah. I also did that with my horse from Alice Madness Returns.
Okay, I remember that. That was at SakuraCon, too, right?
It was at the end of the day, though.
Right.
So it didn't matter. I made it. Duke! Have the horse.
You were getting cocky.
I was getting a bit up there.
But I remember, I'm pretty sure with the scythe, we super glued it, and then they had, like, black tape, and your scythe was black, so we're like, yes, and then we, like, outlined it with black tape, and we're like, perfect. Because you couldn't tell, if you backed up, like, 5 feet, it was like,
So, you don't really care after a while.
No. But that thing wasn't too heavy.
It has to be perfect when you show up, but as the day goes on,
you stop caring. I remember when I was doing the Fate Stay Night cosplay, and Kevin came to pick me up. And yeah, and I had the thing over my eyes, and I wasn't wearing makeup because otherwise it would just would have smushed. So Kevin picked me up, and I took it off. And then people were like, hey, can I take your picture? And I'm like, okay. Like, I look retarded. I don't know. It was just, I look like pure smudgy eyeliner poop. And then people got excited. But when I was walking around, no one was excited. Come on. Anyways. So there's this cosplayer we worked with at last year's Fanime, not this year. And we'd never met her before, and she was super nice. And this year she went to Fanime, and she was cosplayed as Samus. Is that
right? Yes, yeah. Samus.
But so she did one cosplay that was like the full armored, you know, with like the arms.
Samus.
Metroid. Nintendo.
The blonde.
Okay, people at work were talking about that. Okay, they were talking about that.
So she has. She has multiple outfits.
Samus.
Yes. She has multiple outfits. So it's really old game. Okay. So there's one where it's like full armor, like boom, 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 boom. And then there's one where it's like bodysuit and it's really tight, you know, and like showing. Uh-huh. So she did. One day she did the full armor one, and then the other day she did one where it was like, I think it was specifically just for a shoot. It wasn't like she was walking around in it. Where she had the helmet, so there's like this full round helmet that she wears. And I think for a while in Metroid, you don't know she's a girl, right? Like, that's the point of it. Yeah, because she's wearing like full armor, so you don't. But anyways, so she has this huge helmet. And so she's doing a pool shoot, so it was like bikini. So it was bikini with like the, you know, the straps that go like across the tummy and make like a star or whatever. And so she was doing a pool shoot, and then she was holding the helmet, so like it was implying, and she had a wig on and stuff, so it was implying like it was Samus, but like pool Samus.
Beach episode.
Beach episode, Samus.
Yeah.
And it got shared on Reddit, and of course Reddit just like tore it to pieces. It was like, this isn't fucking Samus, this is just some chick with, you know, boobies out, like pretending, and blah blah blah, and like fake gamer girl, you know, like slut, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so she had to, like, she's talking about it on her Facebook a lot, and she's like, listen, the other day I wore full armor Samus. This was like, she was just, to me it was like she was doing it for fun, for a shoot, like, oh, pool, you know, fun.
You're not allowed to have fun. Cosplay isn't about fun. It's about keeping other people from making fun of you on the internet.
Protecting yourself.
Yeah.
That's all it's about.
It is so disgusting.
I know. And that's what, I wanted to get
you.
All
it took was like one Google search and you could have seen the rest of her outfits. Like,
or yeah, like, and people were like, oh, here's her Facebook. So you can just go on her Facebook and see all the other stuff she's done.
But people are just so interested in tearing everyone else down.
Well, Reddit especially is known. It's not as bad as 4chan. It was also shared on 4chan, I guess, which is even...
I don't know. It depends which channel of 4chan that it got shared on. There's some nice people on there. Or which board.
I don't know.
Nice people there.
I mean, yes. And there's nice people on Reddit. But Reddit is like a subdued version of 4chan. But even the people on Reddit were like kind of like, ugh. You know?
It's because they don't have a face. It's easy to be anonymous and a jackass.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Because we have to bring that culture into our culture. That... You know, going to a convention, it was kind of like, oh, you know, nice feeling atmosphere.
Yeah.
And now it's not.
It's because, well, it's the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you can share more and more and more now.
I mean, we used to be a community. Now it's like we got this new feeling.
Yeah. It's because people who aren't cosplayers or in the community at all can make opinions about it now because they can see it, you know what I mean? Like, it, before it was obviously available on the internet, but you'd have to search for it, you'd have to find it.
Culture is now suddenly like front and center.
Oh yeah, absolutely, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of what you and I grew up with, which was like jock culture almost.
Yeah, where they all make fun of each other and we're just like, okay, we're separate
from
that. That's fine.
Yeah. And so now it's flipping, and you know, the quote nerds are very popular, or it's a popular thing to be in that
geeky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then now it's, I mean, I'm sure it was negative, but it's more negative than it used to be.
Yeah.
For sure. And things like Reddit,
internet.
Like Kevin like Kevin said, you know, you're sitting behind a screen and you're in
internet.
I love you, Instagram. Okay. I gotta talk about Snapchat again. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I
don't get Snapchat.
I tried
to get on it, and I took in the picture, and it's like, boop-a-doop. And I'm like, can I look at other pictures from this
you
person?
You have to add.
I have, yeah, and it was added this way. Oh, I was just like.
You can only look at pictures if they send it.
I'm clicking my finger, like, as if I was using my phone.
Okay, but Snapchat is slated to become bigger than Twitter, and Twitter isn't as big as a lot of things, but
Twitter's the biggest thing
being
ever.
Being bigger than Twitter is a big deal. And I saw many people at the con just using Snapchat. I was like, I just don't get it. Is it because like people can't really reply to you in a way?
Okay.
Like you can ignore people really well in Snapchat.
Okay,
how
do you look at so this chick right here
send
Snapchats
you something.
All the time. So she has to send me something specifically?
No,
she can send it to a group or
she can send it to
look
a
at,
post.
Like,
okay, I'm
so
really
you can't.
Bad. I'm
so,
seriously
so you
bad
can
at
use
Snapchat.
The,
okay.
The,
so is this
a,
her?
Yeah.
Just now. Swipe right. Oh. Oh, she's chatting. Wait, what?
Yeah, just now. I just wanted to see, pictures.
Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. Recent updates. So there's Luna, whoever, visiting the old neighborhood.
So what is that?
Oh, she's cute.
No, that's, she's super cute.
So this is, she's taking video and shit.
So is this all of them then?
No. This is one video
is
that she cut together.
So you see the countdown?
I'm 28 years old.
Okay. This is the countdown, so that's how long.
Countdown to what?
That's how long the video is.
The video will last. Or picture that you can look at, how much longer you can look at the picture.
You can only look at a picture for how long, 20 seconds or 10 seconds or something.
You can set the timer
like
for whatever you want.
And then
oh,
you have to press and hold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really confusing. And basically, it's a swipe method.
It looks really dumb, but then again, I said that about pretty much everything else that I popped up in this world. Yeah. So
you said that about Instagram?
I hated Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Instagram, I was like, what? Well, Twitter.
Twitter, and I still don't get it. I don't get it.
Twitter's pretty funny with the right people.
I get it. Well, with the right people.
Yeah, but when you have to be on Twitter.
You have 140 characters, and so it's kind of like, there's a way people set them up that's really funny.
If you have the wit and you can do it, then it's great. But
if you don't, it's just kind of like
rambling. The ramblings of a madman. Like, if you go back to my early tweets, oh my God. Like, who wants to read this crap about me? Like, I want to go back and delete those just because they're so stupid and mundane. Yeah.
So mine are too. My personal one, I think I started it right before Obama got elected. And I remember, like, live tweeting the Obama election. And I was like, this is it, guys. This is strange. I don't know. Even our League Cosplay one, I get onto Twitter and I stare at the screen and I go, I should say something.
Well, for you guys, it's like updates.
Yeah.
About your business. Because you have to hit all those social medias because your demographic is on those social medias.
But so then I don't even know what to say on there. Like, I want to just be like, hey, but it's hard.
Yes.
But anyways, so Snapchat, I'm like, okay, well, maybe we should
don't copy anyone else's tweets.
Oh, don't you dare. That's copyright. Copyright.
It's a big moment.
So I'm like, Snapchat, and I'm like, okay, how can we utilize Snapchat? And I'm like, okay, well, like, Instagram, you just take a picture, and then it happens. And then I was like,
you take a picture and then add a
caption
if you want to. That's you don't all have you to. Do. Yeah. And it only lasts for like 10 seconds. And you can tell when people take a screen, it'll alert you when people take a screen cap of it.
Only useful if you send naked pictures to people.
That's what I thought Snapchat was for, like, secret, like, ooh, because it erases itself. It doesn't exist anymore after 10 seconds. But now it's just like, hey, I'm doing stuff. Hi, it's me. And it's just like, what?
But that's how you grow a business. That makes sense.
I don't know. To me, it's like with, like, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, there's feedback. You know, it's like, oh, hey, I like this. But with Instagram, with Snapchat, it's just like, it's out there. Did you look at it? I don't know. It's a lot of celebrities, a lot of businesses, like all the makeup ones I follow, like Urban Decay and Tarte and everybody. They're like, follow us on Snapchat. And I'm like, what are you Snapchatting? Products, I guess? Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I don't know. To me, I don't get it, but I bet you in 5 months I'll be Snapchatting.
You'll be walking around and go, man, I gotta snap that chat.
I gotta snap that. I know.
Yeah.
But I was really resistant to Instagram for a long time, like years.
Well, yeah, I always have to take a few years.
We're behind. I joined Tumblr way after, and now I hate Tumblr. I joined Instagram way after, and then I'm pretty sure I'll be like, Instagram's so stupid. Snapchat's where it is.
You move on to the next social media. I've been through them all. So Snapchat will happen, but in like 3.5 years.
And then, but it'll be on Snapchat's last legs, and I'm already too late to the party.
Yeah, that's fine. There'll be something else. There's always going to be something else.
Kevin and I tried this thing called Periscoping, which is, the Periscope app is owned by Twitter.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
So, basically,
is Periscope a real thing? Is that the thing that you use on a submarine?
Yes.
That's what it is.
So,
but the concept
of the app.
Yeah, but in terms of phone, it's just live streaming. It's not
that
really
was like an SAT question. A Periscope is do a submarine, as do a blank is do a phone. And you're like,
which one? What is it?
Yeah. Periscope, again. I don't even remember if that's how it works.
No, okay. Anyway, I heard about Periscoping.
Is it an app?
It is.
Yes. It's really difficult to find on the App Store.
Why? Is it weird?
No. Yeah, well, I had to Google it.
Did they use a Y?
And it was like the fifth one down on Google. It's not on... anyways, whatever. Yes.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, continue. Explain to me.
So when I first heard about...
old.
They go, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was Periscoping. And there I was like... First and up. I was like... I couldn't find it.
Anyway, Periscope.
Anyways, yeah.
Do I need it?
Lets you.
Just listen.
I'm installing it.
So,
oops.
So, you gotta sign in.
I messed up on my thing, so I can't just use my fingerprint anymore.
Oh, no.
So when someone's like, oh, it's Periscoping, I thought of submarine, and I was like, well, is it like an attachment on your phone? And it's like a tube, and then it like...
That would be worth it.
Because they kept saying, Periscope, and I'm like, what? And then they were finally more descriptive about it, and they're like, yeah, it's like this live stream, and we just walk around town with it. And so I said, okay, well, I looked at Kevin, and I was like, well, let's just try it, and I'll edit pictures, and it'll be like, live stream, edit pictures on my phone. I don't know. So I had to use my old iPhone because I didn't want to use this one because we had to clamp it and I didn't want it to break. So I used my iPhone 5.
Oh, yeah.
And we were periscoping. And all it is live streaming from your phone. It's not... The name makes it sound cooler than it is.
I don't know. That's what I would...
But I guess there's an app called Meerkat that does the same thing, but because... I don't know.
Meerkats are mean.
Because of people and the way social media is, Meerkat was popular, and then everybody switched over to Periscope.
Really?
But I guess it's the same thing.
Oh,
it's
like Meerkat. Because I saw some people talk about... I saw a lot of people talking about Meerkat, and I was... whenever I clicked the link, it was already too late and over, and I was like, I don't even know what this does.
Well, it was at South by Southwest, I guess. They were promoting
that
hard.
Would make sense to about the time when
so
I saw
everybody
them.
At South by Southwest, I guess, was using Meerkat, but then after it, everybody just went to Periscope. Huh. I don't know, but... I can just imagine people doing really boring things.
Yeah.
I mean, ours was boring. I was literally watching Alan McBeal editing a picture.
Yeah.
It was not anything fun. I was just trying to kind of test it. And I was like, oh. And it obviously drains a lot of battery. And it uses up storage because it saves the video. So it's a combo attack on your phone that doesn't help it very much. But it's a thing, I guess, is happening.
Periscope.
But I guess, the reason why I brought it around is because I guess it's something that Snapchat wants to get into. So Snapchat...
Because they're already kind of doing it.
Yeah, they're kind of doing it. So Snapchat is kind of grabbing that whole...
Sure.
I don't know. It. Kevin and I, 2 years ago, wanted to live stream from cons.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh,
why don't you talk? I've been overtaking the
conversation. Yeah, no. So, yeah. What was it? It was ALA 2 years ago was our first con that we wanted to live stream.
Yeah.
Because we want to bring, do something different.
Our site was doing more convention coverage than we are now. Now we're more like videos and
pictures and stuff like that. So
are you
2 years ago, 2 years ago, we bought a webcam. Okay, well, I was looking into doing professional grade live streaming, which involves
internet.
Yes, a live transcoding of HDMI. It's very technical, very boring, and very insanely expensive. So
how much was it?
So on top of the camera that you have to buy, which is basically any camera with an HDMI output, which is all cameras nowadays, you have to buy this like encoder box that encodes it and then uploads it and dumps it on the internet. So then sites like Twitch and Justin TV, Livestream.com, and whatever, YouTube Live, could pick it up and stream it. So that box, that little box that you could hook up to the internet, you could use Wi-Fi or whatever, was $3,000 just so you can upload it and live stream.
And this was something we were hardcore considering.
Yeah, we were really considering it. We almost did it. But
because doing live stream from the con, that's
something that nobody
crazy does
right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people do now. I think it's a thing now, like certain panels. But we were going to go panels, like popular panels. We were going to just live stream just the event just sitting around, so people could just watch.
Yeah.
I know Crunchyroll does it inside the event hall. But
that's easy because you're not moving.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was something we were hardcore considering, and then we had to stop because it was so expensive.
Right. It would have, easily topped $5,000,
$6,000. I mean, now you can do it. Now you can do it from your fucking phone.
Yeah.
And now...
I was looking into it yesterday again, and
$200?
Yeah, for the same... Well, it's a slightly, more consumer-grade box, but, yeah, it's... $200, $300.
The whole thing, right?
No internet. Just the encoder box that was $3,000. The same, roughly the same box that does about the same thing is $300.
Only
now.
2 years ago.
Yeah, it's insane. But
so it's just crazy how like just it went from photo to video to live stream. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier now.
Yeah.
Oh, I should add, while we're talking about this, Kevin and I have started a Twitch. We haven't used it yet.
Yeah.
What's Twitch?
It's like a live stream thing.
For games.
More towards games. You can do whatever you want, really.
You
but
can,
a lot of people do it for games.
I found a tag under there for editing photos. Here, so if you want to Twitch us... Actually, we might want to do that. Just like do a Twitch of you editing photos to kind of do like a dry run of
it. I could do a Periscope. I have it.
Yeah. If you want to follow... What's your Twitter name?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay, well, Rebecca likes to go by Hotsuko with a zero.
Oh, yeah, Hotsuko, but it has an O.
A zero.
Well, you should spell it out.
No, it's
H-O-T.
Yeah. I thought it was Hotsuko zero.
But I did it with a
capital O?
A zero with Periscope.
Okay.
Because I forgot.
So she goes between zero and O. So if you want to
spell
H-A-T-S-U-K. Wait, how do you... Hatsuko.
Hatsuko. H-A-T-S-U-K.
Zero or O?
Or O.
Depends on her mood, but that's, Instagram,
and I don't remember
everything.
Which one? So
yeah.
Don't ask. No one's gonna ask.
No. But maybe you'll get one follower from this. But anyways,
what? On Instagram?
Or whatever.
There's really cute pictures of my dog.
Yeah, she has a cute dog. He looks like a fox.
He's a baby. He's just a baby one. He doesn't know.
But anyways, so we started a Twitch and we haven't used it yet, but Kevin and I are gonna play co-op.
I'm also gonna start a Twitch.
Yeah, we haven't used it yet. Excellent. We can play Octodad on it. Anyways, Kevin, maybe Rebecca will join us, but Kevin and I are going to play co-op games and yell at each other because we get really frustrated at each other when we play video games together. No?
You don't listen when I give directions. Go here.
I like to just go during video games, and Kevin's like, no, let's take it slow, and I'm just like jumping off things and dying. So it's something we're going to explore and do. Yes. And it's just Elite Cosplay. That's our username.
Twitch.com/Elite Cosplay,
probably. Is that what it is? I don't know.
I would assume.
There's no zero. It's just Elite Cosplay.
Yeah.
And it's just something we're going to play around with and just have fun with and do for fun in our free time. It's nothing serious, but
right.
I thought I would share, and we'll share on our social media like when we're going to stream and stuff. Just because, we play... everyone says we're funny when we yell at each other, so I'm going to say it's probably going to be humorous a little bit because we get mad at each other a lot.
Oops.
What are you doing?
I could spell.
Kevin can't spell Twitch.
Yes.
But Rebecca downloaded the Twitch app, which is one step in the right direction.
I'm good at one step. It's the rest that...
They get out of control.
That's the issue.
How's your coffee?
It's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, my Dr. Pep is doing really well.
Yeah, how's that going? It's going really well.
I didn't bring my Dr. Pepper can onto the video because
we talked about Captain America.
Because it has Captain America on it. And it's not that I hate Captain America, it's that I don't like when products have movies on them.
Except for the Star Wars cans a long time ago.
Okay, I don't remember those. Was that when the reboot happened?
I don't remember.
In like the 2000, like 2001?
They're still in my mom's basement. Anyways,
I got mad because Kevin got me them from Costco. Thank you, Kevin.
She threw them at me.
And I pulled it out because it's like a regular Dr. Pepper box, and I pulled it out, and it had fucking Captain America on it, and I was like, excuse me! I'm going to say this, and you guys are going to disagree with me. Mac and cheese, when they had the dinosaur shapes, it doesn't taste the same. As the elbow noodles.
Because they take longer to cook, and I don't think you cook them.
Is that what
enough.
It is? It's like the shapes make it different.
Yeah, there's more starch in it.
The situation is different. Do you agree? Or
I don't know. Oh. I never had that.
It's like, okay, back, you guys didn't eat
something with cheese on it?
Burger King had dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets, and they didn't taste the same as the regular chicken,
I never had skinny chicken nuggets.
I'm pretty sure. Dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets do not impact flavor because it's the same nugget just cut in a different
shape. It tasted different. It had the face and the arms and the leg and the tail.
Do you know
and I
why
said,
it would taste different? Yeah, it's because those skinnier parts would get deep fried a little.
Yeah,
bit
more. There's not as much meat in there. Before it was a uniform skinny nub, which they don't make anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, Burger King doesn't make that shape anymore. So my childhood chicken nuggets.
We'll see.
It's like a McDonald's chicken, like the round ones.
I never had them, so I don't know.
You've never had chicken nuggets?
Rhombus shaped?
Yeah.
Rhombus?
Like a circle-ish.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've tried one, but I've never ordered them.
Oh. That's impressive.
Yeah. Your whole life?
Yeah.
They're $5 for 20 at McDonald's.
I know the deal. It's a good quantity for the amount of money you're spending. No, I've never done it.
Okay, but when you and I were kids, the Burger King ones were shaped like a mozzarella stick, like this size.
I don't remember this.
Yeah. They were different. Okay, you guys, they were different.
All right, we'll have to look at this up.
They were not later. The same shape as they are now.
All right, well, I'm going to say we're running out of time now.
Oh, okay.
So
I got excited about chicken nuggets.
I know your fascination with them.
I know. Anyways, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Back in Seattle.
Yes.
Join us next week for our 20th episode. What a milestone.
Yes.
That is almost half of the year. Not quite. 25. 27.
We missed 1 week in there.
We
so
did miss 1 week because of my illness.
Yes.
But,
we're not going to let that go.
So, episode 20 next week.
Yeah. Join us. Yeah. We'll be here. Hopefully with Rebecca again.
Maybe. Yes.
She'll bring her wit.
Yes. And.
My wit.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.